Okay. We'll go ahead and call this January 13th, 2020 session meeting to order. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Here.
Here.
Sorry, I was reading my note to the vouchers.
If you would, please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the prayer.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us today. We thank you for everything that you do for us. Look over us to do what is right for the residents of Preble County. Look over all the elected officials here in our county and the state and the nation. Help them to do what's right. Look after our men and women fighting for our freedoms, whether that be locally or abroad. Bring them home safely to their loved ones. In your name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Kim, go ahead and turn the meeting over to you.
So at this time, accept nominations for the President of the Board for 2020.
Someone want to make a nomination?
Why is that?
I think somebody else needs to do it. I'll do it if you want me to, but...
Somebody's got to do it.
Do what?
I said dominate somebody. I don't think I'm allowed to.
So we just gotta get off center. Just want to make a motion. I'll just say this. I think, and you guys know where I've been in the past. I've always been very open and honest about it. I think a lot of good things are going on in the county. I want to see those continue. And Chris and I have been president over the last several years, and I've stated my reasons why. With that said, being the president is a lot of additional roles and responsibilities, and as long as we continue moving forward and things are going well and we have good representation, which I think is huge, I would nominate Denise to be the president. And I would just say that, you know, we need to make sure that things keep going as good as they have in the past.
I'll second that.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
All right, meeting is yours.
All right, so now I'll accept nominations for the Vice President of the Board for 2020. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Commissioner
Bennett? Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for what it's worth. Today on our agenda, we have public comments, approval minutes, financial considerations, correspondence and reports, agreements and contracts, travel requests, approval of vouchers, the meetings. We have a 9:30 Record Commission and Microfilm Board meeting. Kim, are there any additional items?
No, just sorry.
Okay. We'll open the floor for public comments now. Anybody want to come and talk, address the board? Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Richard Gordon, 167 South Lafayette Street, Camden, Ohio. This is to address the internal affairs investigation that Preble County did on themselves. They found that it was unfounded. Well, in all of the investigation, they mentioned nothing about cameras. Aren't there cameras in that state-of-the-art facility? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a big main room like this, bigger than this, with a desk in the center, and it's where the prisoners come into and they search them when they first come in. Aren't there cameras in that area? Mm-hmm. There are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nowhere in this internal investigation that they did on themselves were cameras ever mentioned. No video was ever mentioned. And I was told by Mike Simpson, by Major Miller, by Spittler, that there's no cameras in that facility. And if they had it on recording, they said it to me on the phone. I would like that addressed. I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to go get me an attorney. I didn't want to do that. Conscience is a big part of the law, what's right and what's wrong. And this was wrong. I'm blown away by it. Folks, have a good day. I hope you look into the camera situation. If there's not cameras in that main part of that facility, then there needs to be. Okay?
There's cameras all over, inside and
outside. We've paid a lot of money for cameras in that facility.
There's no camera, no film, no nothing.
Where at?
In that main part of that facility.
Is that the check, what do you call that? The check-in, the...
Booking.
Booking, that's it.
The booking area. Now, that doesn't mean every, those individual cells in the shower area, of course, that's all off. That's all off.
But there's cameras in the main area where this incident took place, out in the open.
Yeah.
Where they put you against the wall and search you there, because that's where this happened at, right there. So, you know, I would like to know...
We have cameras. We have cameras everywhere.
Okay. And I'm very disturbed about this, that they just blow it off. Have you, none of you have ever read the report, have you?
I have not.
The Internal Affairs Investigation?
I have.
No.
I have not.
You need to read it, okay? And I would take it and have a, and it's about 200 pages, and I have every page copied, and I'll make sure one of you get that copy so you can read it. And when you do, it'll surprise you.
All right, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Dorgan.
All right, anybody else? Public comment? Yes, yes, sir. All right, at this time, I'll accept an approval of the minutes.
Move to note receipt. Consider by approval by signing the journalization and note receipt of the seated recommendation both as the official minutes of January 8th. 2020 meeting.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. All right. Bear with me. It's been a while since I've done this.
It only takes a couple weeks.
Well, this is a nice giant stack, too. All right. So, financial considerations. I'll accept a motion to note receipt of an amended certificate, reference of FY20 official amended certificate.
Could you note receipt of amended certificate?
Sorry.
Any discussion? Looks like we have 2020 total general fund is $17,083,041.26. Is there anything anybody else wants to hear from that? Okay. Kim, would you call the roll, please? Oh, sure.
Commissioner.
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. All right. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 55 concerning the 2020 permanent appropriations.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, call the roll, please.
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt of the amended certificate concerning the Piermont Road Bridge Rehab Project, $1,203,672.56.
Move to note receipt of the amended certificate.
Kim, would you call any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 56 concerning supplemental appropriation, Piermont Road Bridge Rehab Project, $1,203,672.56.
Second that.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes. Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 57, reference transfer funds, various departments.
Move to Resolution 57.
Did you second?
Second. I'm sorry.
From General Miscellaneous, line item contingencies, a debit of $20,702.50 to Economic Development, Preble County Development Partnership, a credit of $20,702.50. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 58, transfer funds, various departments.
So moved.
Second.
From General Miscellaneous, line item contingencies, a debit of $15,000 to Commission, line item contract services, a credit of $15,000. Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 59, moral obligation, various departments.
Move to approve Resolution 59.
From Sheriff to Vendor Treasurer, State of Ohio, $1,142.25. From Sheriff to the City of Eaton, $1,061.58. From Children's Services to Anthony Dembo, $2,170. Jolene Daugherty, $2,640. Todd Namie Charles, $1,240. From the Sheriff to Vendor Intellitech Corp., $1,500. From the Prosecutor to Matrix Point Software, $18,000. From the Landfill to the Lochinvar Water Authority, $7,959.74. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 60, authorized payment, Sheriff, $3,275.
So moved.
Second.
Payment is to DTGI. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Correspondence and reports, I'll accept a motion to note receipt of two letters to the Preble County Board of Developmental Disabilities concerning the resignation of Stephen Hurd and Ally Schaefer, Preble County Board of Developmental Disabilities.
Move to note receipt of two letters sent to the, from the Preble County Board of DD.
Second.
Steve Hurd, basically, personal changes in his life. He's enjoyed his time on the board. And then Ally says she's grateful for the opportunity to serve, and we do thank both of them for serving on that board. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
On the discussion, then, we need to fill those two roles, and I think there's another one coming. Actually, I was surprised to see Ally. I know there's another one coming, too, so.
Those are the only ones they provided us with. There is a man that appointed that.
It's down further here. We're going to put an ad out.
And we will interview again like we have in the past, then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, usually they send in people who have to apply.
Okay. We need to be pretty picky.
DD will, you know, there's plenty of people. So they would recommend definitely.
Okay.
Okay. Accept a motion to note receive a letter from the engineer concerning resignation of Ronald Garnett, engineer.
Move to note receive the letter.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept Accept a motion to note receipt and consider approval of a help wanted ad for board members for the Preble County Board of DD.
Move to note receipt and consider approval of the help wanted ad.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt a letter from the commission clerk concerning reference the FY20 county departmental inventories.
Move to note receipt a letter from the commission clerk.
Second.
It looks like our outstanding inventories to date are treasurer, clerk of court, certificate of title, sheriff, veteran services, mental health, auditor, Preble County Board of DD, engineer, coroner, and common pleas court. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve legal ad bid specs and bid form reference of FY20 resurfacing and pavement marking bid engineer.
So moved.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll consider a motion to note receipt and approve legal ad bid specs and bid form for the FY20 chip and seal bid engineer.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Agreements and contracts. I'll accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment. Reference amendment number 2 to the professional services agreement with the Simmons Group. Extend completion date, commission.
So moved.
Second.
And so this was the one, this is the one that extends it till June? June 1st. Okay. Any further discussion? Oh, it looks like Chris is having a thought.
No, I was just thinking of the timeline.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I didn't have any question. I just...
Okay. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment. Amendment number 2 to the INET IT Support Service Agreement with DTGI. Extend an additional year, $8,700, prosecutor.
So moved.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and consider approval by signing 7 amendments. Reference amendments to the child placement agreements with Eastway Behavioral Healthcare. $150,000. Michaels Resource and Treatment Center, $80,000. Quality Time with Wisdom, $40,000. Choices Inc., $200,000. Neco Inc., $30,000. Safi, $80,000. Agape for Youth Inc., $250,000. Children's Services.
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Wait a minute. That's not what this is. Hold on. Yep, this, I got one early. Okay, an agreement concerning the reunification services agreement with Agape for Youth, $30,001 Children's Services.
Move to note receipt and consider approval by signing the agreement.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Consider consider a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement concerning the 4D contract with Mary A. Nelson, doing business as MMPI Consulting LLC, $60,753.58 CSEA.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment. Amendment to the urine screens agreement with TASC, extend services an additional year. Children's Services, $2,500. JFS, $500.
Move to note receipt and also approve by signing the amendment.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
No. Yeah, it's got to go down that way first.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference janitorial service agreement with Ledford Cleaning Services, $19,800 JFS.
Second.
Any discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Consider a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Urine screens agreement with Dark County Recovery Services, JFS $1,000, Children's Services $7,000.
So moved.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. All right, let's. Consider a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Snow removal and salt application agreement with Performance Outdoors, $8,000 JFS.
Second.
Further discussion?
Kim, it's the same price as last year, I'm assuming. It's the same price as last year.
Yeah, I don't think they ever used that much.
Okay.
It wasn't used a whole lot last year because we didn't have a lot of...
I'm saying the price is the same.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
The only reason I'm asking is the snow's a contract. The mowing's a contract. Is the snow a contract or is it every year? Isn't it a 2 or 3 year contract on the snow or the mow?
On the mowing, it's usually for a couple of years with the ability to renew it for another couple of years.
And the snow, is the snow the same way?
No. The snow is because everybody does their own. So
okay.
They do their own. They've chosen to do it here.
That's okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Did you call the roll yet? Have we called the roll?
No.
I thought we did.
Maybe we did.
Okay. All right. Then we'll move on to, I'll accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Net Transportation and Title 10 Transportation Agreement with Universal Transportation Systems, $145,000 JFS.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference data maintenance agreement with DDTI? Should that be? Okay. Extend an additional year, $12,000, wireless 911.
So moved.
further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and consider approval by signing the agreement, reference maintenance agreement with Sound Communications. Extend an additional year, $7,657, wireless 911.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
It's only me. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, child placement agreement with Compassion Care, $18,000, Children's Services.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement. Reference programmatic agreement with OHPO Commission.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Consider a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, computer support agreement with Eaton Computer, $6,000, engineer.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Travel requests. Accept a motion to approve the following travel request. Resolution number 61. Major Dean Miller has requested permission to attend the Ohio Peace Officers Training Academy in London, Ohio, February 18th. At a cost of $95 to the county. Resolution 62, Officer Sheriff to Transport Thomas Smith has requested to attend the Ohio Peace Officers Training Academy in London, Ohio, February 18th. Cost not to exceed $95. Resolution 63, Paul Plugger has received permission per Resolution 3 to attend Remington Field School Armorers Class on December 9th and the 10th of 2019. The cost to the county was $244.08. And Resolution 64. Dave Wilson has requested permission to attend the SWANA SWANA MOLO, M-O-L-O, training and certification workshop in Worthington, Ohio, March 3rd through the 5th on 2020. Cost not to exceed $1,386.80.
Move to approve resolutions 61 through 64.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve the vouchers.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the vouchers submitted by the County Auditor, LaVon Wright.
With the exception.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
Oh.
Right in there.
Oh, I guess I had yours. Sorry.
With the exceptions noted.
Do you want to read the exceptions? Do you want me to? The exceptions are reference number 172616, 172596, 172598, 172612. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please? What's the matter? Rodney made the motion.
I know he motioned it. Did I get a second?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry. I thought you did. I thought you did, but... Oh, no. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. At this time, we can go... I'm sorry to make you wait. Our 9:30 meeting with record commissions and the microfilm board.
RC2 amendment for the auditor's office, and that is for the lodge tax.
During the fourth quarter, there were no holes in microphone. We usually try to keep that in the first three quarters to keep up with Montgomery County and their billing, so that way we can get all taken care of in the fourth quarter. And we also scanned 51,002 images. The breakdown's there. And we've also started receiving requests for records to be brought to us for scanning and microfilming. And the offices are understanding right now that where we're at, we're having a difficult time getting things in, so we're trying to take them as we can, and everybody's been really good about that. And the other thing, we've settled in our office there at the extension office, and it seems to be going well. The only thing I can see is the scanners are a little bit different. They're slower. And they said that, DTG said that would be because the servers are bigger over there.
Is it a significant?
It'll scan and then it stops and has to catch up. And then it'll scan and stop and catch up.
Is that something that's probably done? It's not done manually. I mean, you're not standing there doing it manually anyway. It's probably beating itself anyway.
Correct.
It's not slowing you down, it's just slow.
Right. Our computers are tied up though when it's going through.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get victim witness. They have over 100 boxes they brought to us, so we're trying to get them prepped and brought up today too. So we can do that in between while it's scanning. And I'm trying to find out what is the plan for our office. The reputation.
Well, we have what we can do downstairs as far as opening up the walls. There are some walls that are obviously going to be building up that we can't see. So they have sent us a picture of what can be opened up down there. It seems to be only a problem on that one side of the building, of the basement. So we're still just discussing how we're going to rearrange things. Not quite sure yet.
Our plan is to do a, you know, construction project, and then whatever we have to do, get air movement in and out to resolve the issue.
So
time frame wise, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, so
I'd say
we've been looking for companies that do remediation and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's that, because if there's something that's on one side of the building that goes together, there may be something we can seal off.
We don't know. We're looking for somebody who can help us with that. Yeah. We like it over
there. It's comfortable
and we're doing fine. Okay, so
that's good.
Appreciate you getting us out there. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Who is the president?
I am.
Kim, do you have any additional items?
Yes. Just wanted to get your approval before we move forward with this. The gentleman who does 8-year inspection,
Pops.
Well below the RS rating.
I believe so.
Yeah. He doesn't drive that much.
No. In fact, in 2019, we only paid him over $1,500.
Yeah. He'd be hard to replace. I don't know if it's worth arguing over a nickel.
No. And I actually thought you were going to say he's talking about retiring because he's at retirement age. So, and I'm fine with 45 cents.
You do with that, Chris?
Anything else, Kim?
Did you give us a copy of that already?
Yes.
Just, is that what you gave us this morning?
Nope.
No. Did you email it to
last
us?
Week. Yes.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah. No.
I don't. Was that the one we went over with our attorney?
No.
Which one is it?
Keep guessing. I don't know.
Oh, this is it.
That's it.
I was on a different.
Oh, that's all right.
I was on a different topic than that.
Okay.
Never mind.
Oh, this is concerning the salaries and the where the money's coming from, the funds and stuff.
I was on him accusing himself.
Yeah, I remember discussing this now.
That's the letter that you asked us to.
Did everybody get you read this?
Yeah.
Did you read it, Chris?
It hasn't changed since.
Are we all good? Okay. So we'll need to note receipt and approve. By signing.
So moved.
Any discussion? Okay. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Dede?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Anything else, Kim? Resolution 65 to approve hired legal for which one is this for? Attorney fees. Isaac Wiles. Need to note receipt and proof by signing.
What's it for?
Here. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Dett?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Anything else, Kim? Anything else?
If you'd like to consider a meeting with your executive session to discuss employment of county employees.
So moved.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. We're out of executive session now. Someone make a motion.
Move to exit executive session for discussing about employment of county court of Niagara State.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Good?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
All right, so we'll set up a time this afternoon to talk.
Kim, is there anything else? I do not have anything else.
Rodney, anything?
Yeah, last week I brought up the 2A resolution.
Right.
I talked to Marty about a legal opinion, and he got ahold of me Thursday and said it should be from the board. So I think we need to do a formal opinion, which I get it. He's told me that before.
What do you mean, a formal opinion?
The board needs to recommend an opinion instead of me stopping and asking.
Oh, we need to request an opinion as a board.
Yeah.
Do you have the resolution?
No idea what it is or what you want to know, so.
Well, he's got it. So if we can go ahead and make the resolution do we need to make a formal resolution to request legal counsel?
No, we just need to give direction.
I mean, are you guys okay with it?
I am.
I'm fine with it.
I don't know anything about it, so somebody might be interested.
So.
Did I not send it to you? I sent it to you.
Same thing with me.
There's a group.
Okay.
There's a group that started, and it's in reaction to the Virginia, the things that are happening in Virginia where the government, the governor's office, is really trying to limit the constitutional right of the Second Amendment. And there's a group that started, grassroots group in Ohio, that started that wants all of our counties to declare our county a Second Amendment sanctuary. So that people's Second Amendment rights are,
I guess my question is, we really don't have the authority that we can say that.
It's a symbol.
We need to read, I still haven't read the resolution, so I need to do that.
I went out on the website and I didn't get a whole lot of good information.
To me, we have the Second Amendment here in America, and it is part of the Bill of Rights, our constitutional rights. To me, it's just a reiteration of our Second Amendment rights are protected here in the county, or in the state, or in the country. It's not. It's kind of like the civil rights movement. All men are created equal should have covered the civil rights movement. There was no race or anything related, yet they reiterated and they did you can't discriminate based on race and that kind of thing. So it's just a reiteration of we support the Second Amendment
I sent it to everybody, but okay. I think we might as well, I'd like to see the ball rolling because we lost a week. I mean, all he's going to do is say, hey, this is what I think, and then we'll review it. I mean, that'll give you guys time to review it before Wednesday.
Right. So, I'm good with us as a board sending it to Marty to let him review it. I don't know how it could be anything that we shouldn't do.
I haven't received anything on that.
He just sent. So
I thought I sent it last week, or maybe I was going to.
Is there one that has our county in it now?
I sent one.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a Preble County and a Meigs. I just sent the Preble County.
Okay.
And it can be changed to meet the county's needs, or as long as. There's already one, Meigs County, I know, is one that has approved it. I think there's several that are getting ready to.
Right.
So it's not, we wouldn't be going first, per se. Not that there would be a problem with going first, but somebody has to.
So, anyway, do we want to wait until we've read it and then send it over? Want to wait until Chris gets to read it? Mm-hmm.
Before
we send it over?
It's not going to change anything. I mean, if we read it, we're not going to change it.
That's true.
So why don't Marty's already got it. You guys read it. We'll have get Marty's opinion.
Okay, so basically we will be sending Marty a memo that says, hey, we'd like your official legal opinion as a board.
And he's got a copy of it, or if you want to print a copy and put it, whatever.
As to whether we can approve the resolution similar to this, is that what I'm asking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fully aware that this thing doesn't have a lot of weight. It's more or less just a statement.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.